$750 to $800 may be cost prohibitive for many people.
Price is always a factor, and you know, if the price comes down, it'll be more successful. But at this early stage, you know, there'll be a lot of interest from those who want the latest and greatest, and everyone else, I think, will just look to see how the technology will evolve.
The ABC website says that plans are underway for the future extension of services to other capital cities and regional areas. The benefits of digital radio include better quality sound, easy tuning, pause and rewind of live radio, and on-screen information including show notes and graphics. Optus has announced the upcoming launch of its D3 satellite after continued demand for its television broadcast services. D3, which is Optus's ninth satellite, will be launched from French Guiana in August this year. The director of Optus Satellite, Mr. Paul Sheridan, said the company was especially excited about Optus D3 because, for the first time in a decade, the new satellite will increase Optus's fleet capacity by more than 30% and provide new business opportunities in broadcast television, direct-to-home market, new data services, and services bundling. IT Wire revealed last week that at the time of its announcement, Foxtel had already signed up to take capacity on the D3 satellite, with CEO Kim Williams saying that it would provide the platform for subscription television services in Australia for the next decade and beyond. And Apple has confirmed that CEO Mr. Steve Jobs will return to work after prolonged medical leave, during which time he underwent a liver transplant. In June, a US hospital confirmed